We're about to visit one of this country's newest national monuments, just designated by President Obama. It's a place in Hawaii that was an internment camp created under Franklin D. Roosevelt during World War II. It held thousands of prisoners, many of them Japanese, many of them American citizens. Hawaii Public Radio's Molly Solomon reports.
In West Oahu, not far from Pearl Harbor, is the internment camp Honouliuli. Carol Hayashino is the president of the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii. She says the heat, the bugs, and the general misery contributed to it being called Jigokudani.
That was the nickname, Jigokudani, Hell Valley. But there are many stories. Families were visiting their family members interned. They would be blindfolded. And they'd board a bus in downtown Honolulu, and then they would be driven down into the gulch.
So they had no idea where they were going.
They had no idea where they were going.
Thick brush and overgrown trees now cover the 160 acres that was once Honouliuli. Following the war, the site remained hidden from view for decades and was eventually rediscovered in 2002 by volunteers at the Japanese Cultural Center. Hayashino says they located it by tracing an aqueduct in the background of an old photograph.
The internees didn't talk about it. The pain was so deep. They didn't share their own camp experience with their families. We almost lost this history.
As we step out into the gulch, Hayashino shows me the concrete foundation of what was once the camp's mess hall.
Our volunteers put in the steps down into the mess hall. If you look at the historic photos, you can envision a mess hall. I think initially it was built with walls, but it was so hot down here, they took the walls down and became kind of just open air.
One of the Japanese Americans interned in Hawaii was Harry Urata, a boarding school student. He recalled the morning Pearl Harbor was bombed for an oral history collected by the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii.
I still remember that morning, 7:50, at the dormitory. All of a sudden, music stopped, Hawaiian music. Announcer came out again. This is a war. Entire Hawaiian island under enemy attack.
Urata, who passed away in 2009, was born in the U.S. but educated in Japan. He told the oral history interviewer that FBI agents showed up at his civics class to take him to Honouliuli, where he was imprisoned for more than a year.
How come I gotta stay inside here, although I am an American citizen? We are there under suspicion. You know, they just suspect us.
Unlike the internment camps on the mainland, the wartime incarceration of Japanese in Hawaii was done on a much smaller scale. Those targeted were religious leaders, local business owners, and people like Urata, who went to school in Japan. The Japanese Cultural Center's Carol Hayashino says removing that leadership had a huge impact.
You're leaving an entire community leaderless. It's selective, yet it's very strategic.
It's important to the story of what the experience was like during the Pacific War and World War II in general.
Paul Dupre works with the National Park Service, the agency now creating a plan for Honouliuli.
That's why we need to protect and preserve sites like this, because if we don't, it will be forgotten.
Creating a national monument at Honouliuli is a strategy of a different kind, keeping memory alive. For NPR News, I'm Molly Solomon in Honolulu.